hear from four of our very own tonight who are each going to share a few minutes. So will you give a great big warm welcome to our first student testimony, Miss Daisy. Come on up.
Hi, everyone. I have completely forgotten what I'm supposed to say, so let's go for it. My name's Daisy. I'm from Hong Kong. I was born and raised in Hong Kong. I still remember 4 years ago when I came here as a little potato into UVA as a first year. Of course, like everyone, like every international student, I experienced a lot of cultural shocks and some language barriers. And not only that, for one whole year, I thought Chipotle is called Chipotle. I always, I came to MNL and I couldn't really understand every single thing that is, you know, the sermon given in English. So I was like a little bit confused and then not really enjoying life just because of the language barrier and also the cultural shock. Just not really used to the American living style and stuff like that. So I'm really, really grateful for CalFire International. They really chased after me because I was like trying to, you know, figure everything out by myself, and then they just hunt me down, basically pursue me and help me anchor my faith in God and to develop a personal relationship with God. My one-on-one leaders, and they really helped me like guide me through devotional life, how to read the Bibles and stuff like that, and bam, here I am, anchored with my first anchored of devotional life. And I'm really thankful for my core group because they really show me what a real community is. Coming from a Chinese background, I feel a lot of pride, and it's just sort of a cultural thing that we do not show any of our embarrassing moment to people, that I try my very best to hide my shame and everything away. My core group girls, they really love bond me and really help me open up and to be vulnerable and to be able to wash each other's dirty feet and show them my dirty feet. And the last anchor of real responsibility. Being fourth year, this anchor really have a very special meaning to me, that going out into the workplace, I will be meeting a lot of people who has different view. They could be hostile to Christianity. They could be just don't care, or just don't know God. And I really hope that in this coming years, I would be able to be really anchored in God, and that I would be able to shine Jesus wherever I go. In the Bible, it says Jesus is the same today, yesterday, today, and tomorrow. So thank you.
Is this working? Okay. It's my first time on this stage after 4 years of looking at people on it, and it's a very different view. Most of you guys know me. I'm going to start over. Not all of you guys know me. Come on, Josiah. Okay. So, most of you guys might not know me, but most of you who do know me know that I live in the Bunratty. With Justin and Jeremy and Phil and James and Sean and Matt and a couple of bears. What a lot of you guys might not know, however, is that I originally was not going to live in a Chi Alpha house. I was going to live in an apartment with a bunch of other friends, and it was only towards the end of my first year that I began to realize I really wanted more of this real community that I had somehow stumbled into in Chi Alpha. So I hadn't signed the lease yet on my apartment with my other friends. And so I talked to Ryan Levis, my first year core group leader, and I asked if there would be any room, if there would be any possibility of adding an extra guy to the house. And so he called the landlord, and sure enough, they could add another person at the Bun Ready. And so he called me, and I still remember it was about a year ago, him calling me and telling me the good news. And like after I hung up the phone, I literally just like got on my face on the floor and like saying God's praises into the rug. And that is not something I do very often. But looking back, I realized that I probably should have just like stayed there and kept singing a little longer, because God has done so much good in the past 3 years. Boy, there are hundreds of stories I could share, stories that I hope to share with my kids and grandkids one day, especially the one about Phil and the bat and the towel. That's a crazy one. But unfortunately, I don't have time for all of that. So instead, I'm just going to share one quick story with you guys that I think really shows the value of real community. Last year, I got really sick with a fever, and so in my delirious state, I decided it would be a good idea to eat a whole bowl of taco soup that I had left in like the cabinet for a while. Sure enough, I woke up that night around 2 a.m. and just like hurled all over my blankets and sheets and the carpet. Now, most roommates at this point would like either wake up and be like, "Hey, man, are you okay there?" or just pretend they were still asleep. It's what I would have done. But my roommate Jeremy, without me even asking, he got my blankets and my sheets, took them down to the laundry while I just sort of sat there drooling. And I'll always look back at that as a moment of when my housemate showed Christ's love to me. I've got to wrap up, so I'll just say that in the past 3 years, I've learned that Christian community isn't just worshiping and praying together. We're going to church together. It's everything from care fronting and accountability to helping each other wake up at the crack of dawn to go to springboard together. It's rejoicing with each other and also mourning and being able to get your hands dirty in the mess of other people's lives. Because nothing really says love and devotion like waking up in the middle of the night to help a guy clean up what remains of his taco soup. Anyhow, from the bottom of my heart, thank you guys. Thank you to this fellowship, to my housemates. And guys, it's been great.
Hi, everyone. Is this on? Okay. My name's Anna Ganey, and this time I don't have everything scripted out, so I'm speaking from the heart a little bit. I just wanted to say that I'm not nervous this time because I look out and I see my whole family out in front of me. And I see parents, staff members who have treated me like a daughter for the last 4 years. I just wanted to say real quick that I don't come from a Christian family. I came from high school overseas and came to America and did not know that this existed. I did not know people actually lived a life for Jesus. I like started to ask questions in high school, but did not commit my heart until I came here to Chi Alpha. I showed up at my first M&L and was actually floored by the amount of love in one room. I just felt it. It was palpable. And today I feel the same love, and I see faces of people who have just started to come to M&L or just started to come to know Jesus. And I want to say I've been there, and I am so excited for you. So first year rolled around, and I was a sort of half-hearted, committed, sort of Chi Alpha, didn't really go to core group, kind of went, but didn't really know what was going on in my life. Jesus completely has changed every year of my time here at UVA. And you all have been the representations and the ambassadors of that, of his love and what he can do and his transforming power. I spoke to a wonderful lady, Kathy, a lot this semester. We met up, and Kathy told me, Chi Alpha is a lot like breathing. For those of you who know me even just a little bit, I spend a lot of time with babies. I'm a future baby nurse, NICU nurse. And what we do often with these babies is we tell them to breathe, 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 because they're very sick. Now, I learned in Chi Alpha how to breathe. I learned to soak in everything that Jesus has to offer. I learned that that process can be hard, and it can be slow, and sometimes you have to have people around you saying, breathe, 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 hitting you. This is what we do with babies. gently hitting you. Chantal can attest. But then the natural response after you breathe in and you soak all that love and all those people around you in is to exhale. And so I can't tell you enough how excited I am to exhale and go out into the world and just know exactly how to represent Jesus best because of you all and because of my Chi Alpha parents and my Chi Alpha brothers and sisters. My little sister is coming to UVA next year, and she doesn't know Christ, and I'm not scared to say that. And so I hope that she has 500 plus new friends to tell her who he is and to show her exactly what I've learned over these last few years. So thank you all for being an incredible family.
Hey guys, I am Michael Crawley. Had the privilege of serving as your president this past year, and I just want to say thank you for letting me serve. It was a ton of fun. We got to all serve, and I got to do a lot of behind the scenes work. So really got to see how God was working in each of you. That was incredible, seeing how God was working in core group leaders and first years, dragging their friends from dorms out to core group or Chi Alpha events. You guys, I know it sounds cliche, but like inspiration is here. That was so much fun for me to see this year. To be honest, I didn't come with a ton of preparation. You can see that I have like 4 points to say. but as we were worshiping, I was just struck thinking that I don't really have anything valuable to say that's not a story about God. Just that like anything good that has happened over the last 4 years is because I saw God somewhere, I learned about God somewhere, or someone showed me God, or the biggest, strongest thing I could say, the most encouraging thing I could tell you, is just tell you about how God has worked in my life, and how powerful he is. So I don't know if this short little testimony is going to be encouraging or not, but I hope you see Jesus in it, because that's been the biggest thing I've seen this year and the most encouraging thing I think I'm leaving UVA with. So first year, came in, I think like a lot of you, pretty lukewarm. I went to church, in high school, is just what you did on Sundays. And, I actually had the privilege of swimming, for the varsity swim team first year. And it was a great experience. Swam a lot, swam way too many laps, was up before the sun way too many mornings. I think that's going to be my life lesson. Don't get up before the sun gets up. That year, was swimming a lot, but got plugged in with an awesome first year core group, the Chi Alpha males. There's a ton of us still here. We were stacked. just saying. But those guys showed me that relationship with Jesus was real, that Jesus wasn't, something you put as your Facebook status, that Baptist was not a religion, I got to talk to a living, almighty God. Those guys showed me that, I can have a love for Jesus that flows through me. It doesn't just pour into me, but it comes out too. That was so exciting to see. Guys that just kept me accountable, guys that kicked my butt in gear when I was slacking. So I decided not to swim after first year, and even more so saw that God wanted to do big things in me. Again, with the Chi Alpha males, just remembered Barrett Jacobson talking in core group about how disciplined he had gotten in his walk with God and how that had just revitalized him. And then third year too, I just remember Blair Hugh has been an awesome roommate. He lives right across the hall from me. I guess that makes him a housemate, not a roommate. But yeah, hearing Blair pray big prayers, tongue twister. It's like he prays like his core group depends on it, like his life depends on it, and a lot of guys he doesn't know depends on his prayers. I think that's a huge, that's an incredible framework for Chi Alpha. I hope that we pray for people that, we pray big things for people we don't know, like the incoming first year class. And then this year has just been a rooting and a joy and delight found in Jesus. Just thinking about people that smile all the time, Sally Hansen and Stephen Lastova. They've never frowned in their lifetime. It's incredible. Just great examples of what it looks like to have joy in Jesus. Just thinking about the last 3 years, there's so many people that have shown me a specific aspect of God, a specific character trait of God. Hundreds of you have shown me so many incredible things about God. I see all these guys in the first few rows, and I was looking out. We had the fourth year Chi Alpha banquet on Saturday, and after the banquet, I was kind of just panning through the room, thinking about each person in the room, like what story I could point to, saying like, Jacqueline showed me this part of God, and Thomas Oakes talked to me about this part of God, and I saw this aspect of God's heart in Hutton Chapman, and so many different people. I think the last couple weeks have really been a process of remembering and being thankful for what God has done. Pete challenged me a couple weeks ago just to remember, to sit down and remember what the Lord had done in me the last few years. What an incredible exercise. I just know going forth from UVA that if I'm ever in one of those spiritual funks, you know what I'm talking about. You just aren't feeling it. The discipline of remembering has brought me through those, and will set me up for great things in my relationship with the Lord. Just looking back through the Old Testament, there are so many times where God just says, like, remember what I've done. Remember where I delivered you from. I think he's doing that in us too. He's doing that. He plans to do that in us fourth years. He plans to say in 2 years, like, remember where I brought you from. Remember where you were. Remember how I worked on you, how I formed you and crafted you. He's going to do beautiful things in us, in this fellowship, and the people that come out of this fellowship. That's exciting. There's one verse that I've tried to really lock into the past couple years. It's Philippians 3:8. It reads, I consider everything a loss compared to the surpassing greatness of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord, for whose sake I have lost all things. I consider them rubbish, that I may gain Christ and be found in him. I love that. I love that word, rubbish. It sounds very British. Just thinking about, I love that. I consider everything a loss compared to the surpassing greatness of Christ. It's been such a good theme the past couple years. Any work assignment, any time in the pool, whatever I'm doing, I try to consider that a loss compared to knowing Jesus. I think that's brought me through these years. That's how God has delivered me, bringing me back to Jesus. And I think that's how he plans to work in me for lots more years, and to work in my family for many more years. Just telling me that, remember, go back to Jesus. That's where your life is. That's where your joy is. So I hope you would do that too. And I just encourage you to consider everything a loss compared to knowing Christ. So thank you, guys. And just thanks for loving me so well the last few years. Y'all have been incredible. So. Thank you. I'm off the Chi Alpha email list, so I don't get to send any more emails. So I want to tell you that one last time. Y'all are awesome.
Yeah, I think Michael pretty much just preached my sermon, but I prepared it, so I'm going to say it anyway. So, it is already after 9. Don't worry, I'm going to go short tonight, which is typically the case with me. If you've been around long enough, you know that typically my sermons are much, much shorter, and so that's just how that's going to go. So that's why they chose me for the last week. And also, I hope that those jokes were funny, because when I practiced this for the interns, Claudia told me I wasn't very funny in the front end, and I needed to pick up my game so that you guys would laugh throughout the whole night. That's real. That's for you, Claudia. So I had the distinct privilege of closing our semester out and ending our vital signs series. We've been walking through the minor prophets and seeing that, hey, the minor prophets aren't just in an appendix. There's been some really powerful truths that we've seen through them, that we are the temple of God. And we've realized that the minor prophets have more to offer, and that as we look at these vital signs, there are things that can help us in our walk with God. And so, you know, we're at the end of the semester, at the end of the year, some of you at the end of your last year here at UVA, and we've been talking about this theme of remembering. And at the end of the year, I always find myself in this time of remembering. I'm trying to remember what has happened this past year. I'm trying to remember all the things I need to do to finish out a semester. And some of you find yourselves in that same situation right now, where you're trying to remember, wait, did I have a paper due next week? Wait, do I have a paper due tomorrow? Wait, I just turned one in today, but was that due today or was that due last week? And so you kind of have this sense that it is important to remember. When it comes to your finals, you already feel that way. God, please help me remember the thing that I only studied this morning because I've skipped so many lectures. Just pray that you would honor that. I'll pray that for you. I'll pray that for you. But I realize, not just for exams, but maybe in my own life, I realize the more I remember what God has done, the way that God has been faithful in my own life, I have a life that was radically changed because of Chi Alpha. That's part of the reason I stand here today as a new Josh, because of what Chi Alpha did in my 4 years as an undergraduate student. Some of you have that same story as you sit in these first couple rows, and some of you are beginning to tell that story as you sit out the rest. And so I'm going to ask you tonight to remember, so that as we move forward, we would know what we're moving forward in, who we're moving forward in, and how we can move forward. That's why I love the passage we're going to study tonight. We're going to look at the book of Malachi. So if you open up your Bibles to the New Testament, you can turn to Matthew and then just turn left. It's right there. It's the last book of the Old Testament. It is Malachi. Malachi is a prophet from the Second Temple. So the Israelites had built the Second Temple. It was not like Solomon's Temple. It was nothing compared to Solomon's Temple. It was small in comparison. And as that had happened, the Israelites had become a bit of a wayward people. They had become a people who had forgotten. They had forgotten what God had done for them. They had forgotten who God was. They had forgotten all the things that God had done for them. And because of that, they were prone to political skepticism and religious hypocrisy. You'll see all throughout the book of Malachi, it is riddled with times when the Israelites are messing up, times when the Israelites are doing things wrong. They have defiled the Lord's temple. They've defiled the sacrifice. And they have been a people who have forgotten. And because of that, their lives were changed, and not for the better. And so as we kind of open, you think about the prophets, you think about what would God's message be for a people who are wayward, a people who are far from Him, a people who have forgotten Him. We're going to look at first Malachi 1 verse 2, the theme verse of Malachi. What the prophet wants us to know over and over and over again. I'll put it up here on the screen. Malachi 1 2, God says to His people, I have loved you. I am the God that has loved you. I am the God that has always loved you. I am the God that continues to love you. I am the God that loves you. I love you, I love you, I love you. God screams this out through the prophet, that I am the God that loves you. Then I find myself wondering, how can that be? That's not what I expected God to say. These are wayward people. These are people who have done things wrong. These are people who are far from God. How is it that he is the God that can love them? We find our answer later in the prophet, and it's the verse I want to camp out on. It's in chapter 3. I'm going to put it up here on the screen for you. Malachi 3:6 says, I, the Lord, do not change. I am the God that loved you, and I am the God that does not change. I am the same yesterday, today, and forever. There's nothing that changes with me because I am always the same, and I have loved you, I will love you, I always love you. So return to me. Some of you are fourth years in this room. And you sit here in these first couple rows, and you realize that life is going to be very different in just a couple weeks. There are no more afternoon naps. I wish it was the case, but it is not. Maybe the occasional Sunday, but once you have kids, you're not allowed because your wife won't let you and she doesn't get a nap. Real life. So you may be going out into the world. You may be going out into job situations that are different. Maybe you're going to Nova. Maybe most of you are going to Nova. To it, you return, you Thomas Jefferson High School students. Maybe you're going to California. Maybe you're going to Spain. Maybe you're going to Cairo. Maybe you're staying in Charlottesville. Maybe you're going to a job that you don't have yet. I offer these words. I, the Lord, do not change. It's like we've told you over and over and over again in Springboard. That as you go out into the world, more stays the same than changes because God stays the same. Those anchors that you've built, the real community, the real devotional life, the real responsibility that you have built here during your time at UVA, your 4 years or your 3 years for those of you graduating in 3 years, God stays the same. When you go into the unknown or when you go into the very known, more stays the same than changes because God stays the same. And it's a powerful truth, and it's exciting truth, and it's something that I've witnessed firsthand, though I still live in Charlottesville. I've been in Charlottesville for about 10 years now. My wife's been here 2.5 times that long, and so she would know this too. But God has stayed the same through my time in Charlottesville. And in that, more has stayed the same than changed. I have two kids now, which makes my life radically different than it was when I was a college student. But more is the same because God is the same. And those habits that I built as a college student living in the Bunratty, which we called the Shamrock House back then, are things that I still carry with me today. And here's what I would offer to the rest of you in this room. As you begin to transition, you know, through the finals week and back, maybe back home, maybe in Charlottesville, maybe again in Nova, maybe you'll see some of them as they're on their commute. No, you'll all be asleep. You won't see them on their commute. Here's what I'll say to you as you begin to transition to a summer. What we often say in Chi Alpha is that home is a very hard place to live holy. I don't know if it's because the rhythms are changed, because the people are changed. Well, actually, I do know it's because the rhythms change, it's because the people change, because the community changes. I know that my first year I showed up as a you know, bright-eyed, bushy-tailed college student. I was about half the size that I am now, but that's beside the point. I showed up to UVA having every intention of going the other way. I had done the religious thing a little bit, kind of like what Michael was talking about. It was more of a Sunday checklist thing. And I showed up to Chi Alpha, and God got a hold of me through the love that was in the room at Chi Alpha. And I realized that something was different about these people. Something was different about the God that was real. I spent my whole first year building this trajectory. And some of you share my story tonight. You spent a first year, a second year, a third year building a trajectory in godliness. And now you're afraid to go home. Because you have friends at home, and this is my story, I had friends at home that would make me forget about God. That when I looked at the Israelites in our passage, when I looked at the Israelites in the book of Malachi, people who had forgotten, that people who had become wayward, I knew that that was going to be my tendency when I went home. And I knew that if I didn't make some pre-choices, if I didn't think things through, the transition was going to be very hard for me, and I was going to fight just to hold on. And so I spent my time towards the end of the semester remembering what God had done in my life and realizing that I needed to put some things into place in order that I would be able to continue that trajectory to come back to UVA thriving in my walk with God. And so I knew that my friends liked to go out and they were going to call me a lot, that they wanted to do all kinds of things, be it play tennis, volleyball, or go to fields, because that's what we did in small town America. There's just fields. For some of you really relate, others of you don't. I thought Charlottesville was really big when I got here. I'm like, they have a mall. This is incredible. You guys are all like, that's not a mall. To me, it was. The next mall was like the town over in Funchester, as we called it. But never mind. I think they're here and there. So I had to make pre-choices in my walk with God of what I was going to do. And so what I did was I took two jobs. I worked for the government in the morning from about 6 in the morning to about 3, 4 in the afternoon. I got home, changed clothes, and went to work at the Food Cat, or Food Lion, as you might call it, from the 5 to 11, 5 to 12 shift. What that meant was I was constantly exhausted, and I was constantly at work, so whenever my phone rang and somebody called who was going to make me forget who God was, somebody called to make me was going to forget what God had done in my life, I could tell them I'm busy, or I'm exhausted, or I'm going to sleep, don't call me again. So I knew I was at a stage in my life where I would not be able to answer that phone call in the positive and still continue my walk with God. Another thing I did was my dad gets up at 4:15 every morning. Yes, some of you are wondering, does 4:15 happen twice? It does, in fact, happen twice. My dad has been getting up at 4:15 every morning for, I think, the last 30 years. That's real life. Some of you will have to do that very soon. My dad commutes to D.C., but he made a commitment that he would miss traffic, so he leaves at 4:15, but he's home by 3:30, which is pretty nice, just a ho-hum 11-hour day. And so what I did was I also got up at 4:15. Now, my dad gets up at 4:15 and is out of the house by 4:25. You're just putting on boots. It's really no big deal. However, I got up at 4:15, and I'm like, hey, Dad, make enough coffee for the two of us and make mine a double shot, which my dad doesn't know what a double shot is, but anyways. And so I would get up, and that's when I would have my real devotional life. I knew that if I was going to make it through the summer, if I was going to make it through the work days, because it was two, that I needed to have that time with Jesus, that I needed to have that time with the God who doesn't change. And so I made that commitment, and I spent the whole summer getting up at 4:15 so that when I got back to college, it was like no big deal. I'm like, this is a breeze. You guys are suckers. And so what I'd ask you to do tonight, we're going to spend some more time praying for each other. I know we've already prayed for each other once, but why not pray for each other twice? And maybe three times. So what I'd like for you to do, I'd like for you to think, for those of you that are fourth years, as you think about the transition, as you think about pre-choices you need to make in your transition, be it to grad school, be it to teaching, be it to the mission field, whatever it would be, when you think about the three anchors, where do you need the most prayer? I knew I needed the most prayer in real community and real devotional life my first year. And so I'm going to ask you to get in pockets of two or three and pray for each other. Those of you that are on the outsides, first year, second years, third years, as you look at your transition back home, as you look at your transition to Summer Chi Alpha, which you should go to because it's awesome. When you think about the three anchors, which anchor sticks out to you? Some of you know in your heart of hearts which one it is already. As soon as I started telling stories, you're like, that's my story. Or as soon as I started telling stories, you're like, that's a weird story. My story is the exact opposite. Have your friends pray for that. So we're going to put on a little bit of house music. And I'm just going to ask you just to get in pockets of two or three or four, no more than four. It's like the Gospels. There's only four. And let's pray for each other. Let's pray over this transition that we would remember the God who doesn't change. The God who loves us and will always love us. Go! So God, we just thank you. And God, I just pray that those prayers that were prayed, that you would answer them, that you're the God who is near, would be near to us as we go out into the world as fourth years, or as we go out into our summers as first, second, and third years. And God, I just pray that I pray that we would be anchored, that you would encourage us, that you'd put people around us, that we would live real devotional lives in real community with real responsibility. So God, we thank you, and we entrust this community to you. In your son's name we pray. Amen. Well, I'm still not done. That wasn't the end. I know you guys are like, oh. So more stays the same than changes. The same God that sent his son to die on the cross is the same God that gives us grace every day, that gives us mercy, that has transformed our stories. He's the same God that is near. He's the same God that is here today. He's the same God that is waiting for you in Northern Virginia. He's the same God that's in Cairo, Egypt. He's the same God that's in Peru. He is the same, and he loves you, and he wants to see you come into a deeper and fuller relationship with him. And so as we kind of close our semester out, as we kind of close our night out, what I'm going to do, I'm going to call the unplugged room downstairs. We're going to worship together as a family to kind of close the semester out. So why don't you guys come on down? I'm motioning. I don't know if you can see me motioning. If you feel the motioning, I feel the motion. I'm going to call the band up. And I want us to celebrate like we are celebrating a God who doesn't change. Like we are celebrating a God who has done great things in our lives, through our lives, and in the lives of those around us. We heard story after story after story tonight of a God who has made a difference. In your core groups, you've heard story after story after story of a God who has made the difference. I know it in my life, and you know it in your life, that God makes all the difference. And it has been quite a year in Kyle for this year. I'm excited about all the stories that are represented in this room tonight. I don't know them all, but I know that they are more amazing than I could have ever imagined as a first-year student 10 years ago here at UVA. And so why don't we stand up and let's give it all we have to close our night out, to close the semester out, and to close another chapter in what God has done in our lives. Maybe it's the end of the first section of your autobiography. Maybe it's but the beginning of your time at UVA. But God has been faithful. He loves you and he stays the same. And don't worry, Blake's voice is the last one you get to hear.